Hello, hello everybody. It's just Jules. I know this episode was supposed to be out yesterday. I know you were probably expecting a full-length episode. We just had some technical difficulties. I'll be totally real with you guys. We're a team of three people, and sometimes shit goes wrong, and that's okay. So you're getting just me. You're stuck with me for this week. Sorry about it. You guys, I know that I'm getting my period soon because I was just weeping at the Love is Blind finale. That's how you know I'm also recording this like day of because it came out today. But for any of you that are watching it, I won't spoil anything, but one couple got engaged and one didn't, and I like genuinely feel like I saw such real and raw emotion from both sides. Like the couple that got engaged, I was like, "Oh my God, those are the two most in love people I've ever seen in my entire life." The couple that didn't get engaged, both of like the reasonings on either of their sides and like the way they communicated it was so emotional and honestly pretty beautiful. And I was just crying. So I'm all over the place today. I know that last episode when it, or the last time it was a solo episode, which was just like 2 weeks ago, and it was just Fry. They talked about like their trans identity and their coming out situation, and I'm just gonna tell you guys the story of how a guy peed on me. Gonna take you all the way back to the 4th of July, 2018, maybe. I was home in my hometown, on college break, whatever. And I had a couple friends in town. We were all out in my hometown downtown having a good night, whatever. And I'm at this bar, and this guy comes up to me. At the time, I was straight. He comes up to me and he says, "Hey, I don't want to freak you out, but I am positive that you are my future wife." And of course, 90% of me was like, this guy is a freak and got in like being wild and probably really drunk. But there was 10% of my brain that was like, so my childhood best friend, her parents met because he saw her mom at a bar and he went up to her and he was like, "Hey, I don't want to sound creepy, but you're going to be my future wife." And they did then get married and they're still together to this day. So, part of me, you all know, I'm a crazy romantic. I like to slice it and dice it like I'm not, but I am. And so I'm kind of like, all right, whatever, let's like see what this guy's about. We sit down, he like buys all my friends rounds of drinks. We're having a good time. We've like merged our friend groups. He's out with some guys and he's just like obsessed with me. I just don't know how else to say this. Like, you are my wife. And I kind of just kept being like, you are crazy. Like, giggling though, being flirty, being fun and flirty. But at the end of the night, he's like, and we're kissing, whatever. At the end of the night, he's like, "All right, I don't want you to think I'm not gonna call you tomorrow. I'm gonna call you tomorrow. Like, I am so into you. I love you." Like, he was like, "I love you. Good night." Like, he told me he loved me, which famously, two people have told me they love me at the end of a first date. So, and you know what? I bet more have thought it. I'm kind of like, you know what? That was a really fun night. I bet I'll never hear from that guy again. Listener, don't forget that this story ends with me being peed on. He calls me the next day and he's like, "Let me take you out. I'm thinking about you," whatever. He comes and picks me up a couple days later from my parents' house, and we go out to dinner. And at dinner, he's just like being really nervous. Like, he's like, he can't look me in the eye. He's not talking to me. And I'm like, you know what? Maybe this guy feels weird about the whole I love you on the first date thing. Like, he was probably really drunk. And then he tells me, he's like, "Sorry, I'm just really high." And I was like, kind of annoyed. I was like, "Why are you showing up to this dinner date really high?" And then we get in his car to leave. And he was like so nervous and probably also high that when he backed out of his parking space, he backed up so far and with such absolute caution to the wind that he backed his car up into the exterior of the restaurant. It wasn't like super loud, but it was loud enough. And there was a bunch of outdoor seating. So, like, all of that fell silent. He's like, "What do I do?" I'm like, "I mean, you could get out and apologize, or you could just drive away." And he drives away. And I'm kind of like, this is crazy. He then takes me to this waterfront place and he's playing me songs. He's singing for me. Now, at this point, I have, of course, fully gotten the ick, you know, like, and I think I kind of got the ick the moment that I met him, but I was like, let's see where this is going because, you know what, he had initiative and I can respect that. And he was like really going for it, so I had to play it through. So he's singing for me, he's telling me he's in love with me, he's telling me that like he can't wait to have kids with me. We meet up with some of my friends and we all go out with his friends again, we're drinking. And then we get back to my friend's house and he's like, why don't we let them go into the house and like you and I can hook up in the back of my car, in the back of my sister's car. It was his sister's car. And I'm like, okay, sure. So we get into the back seat, we're hooking up, we like start having sex, and he doesn't have a condom. So I'm like, okay, you need to pull out. I had an IUD at the time, just for reference. And he had been tested recently. Just, you know, sexual health's important. So I tell him, I'm like, you need to pull out. He pulls out, he like comes on my chest, and then he releases his entire bladder onto my naked body. Like honestly, like my clavicle area was like pooled with urine. Obviously, I immediately start screaming. I jump out of the car. I'm in like a residential neighborhood, but and I'm fully naked, but I jump out of the car to like wipe this pee off of me. I get back in the car, he's freaking out. I'm like, what the hell just happened? Like, what was that? Like, did you just pee on me? And he goes, I'm so sorry. You were just so good. You felt so good that I just male squirted on you. Now, I know what you're thinking. There is no such thing as male squirting, and I also felt that way. But now, disclaimer, I will say this was a cis man, and of course, there are men who can squirt. And also, I think even people with penises, like, there are instances of like squirt-like things happening. But you all really, you had to be there. You need to trust me on this one. That is not what was happening this evening. This evening I was urinated on. Okay, like just take my word for it. 90% of my brain was like, that's a fucking lie. Why? Like he just peed on me. But something I forgot to mention to you guys, kind of buried the lead on this one. He was a doctor. And not only was he a doctor, he was my mom and sister's general doctor, which I did not know before we met for the first time. But then, like, in between our first and second date, he texted me saying, like, I have some patients this week that have the same last name as you, which, hello, HIPAA, kind of crazy. And he tells me their names, and I'm like, that is my mom and my sister. So this man was a doctor, so I was like, kind of wild that he would make up like male squirting, but also kind of wild that I've never heard of male squirting, and also it smells like pee, and also he just peed on me. So a lot of different, a lot of conflicting thoughts going on. You know what? I'm going into my friend's house, like good night and goodbye. I go in, I'm telling my friend and I are freaking out. We're like, take a shower. I took like 3 showers. We're kind of like, you know what? Crazy experience. You're obviously never gonna hear from that guy again. Like, great story, one for the books, whatever. You guys, he texts me, you trying to smoke? To which I replied, or you know what? Okay, I'm gonna upload the screenshot because I don't have it pulled up right now, but I'm gonna put the screenshot on our Instagram at Gay They Podcast. You need to be following our Instagram because we often upload visuals from the episodes and you don't wanna miss out on them. So I'm gonna upload it. So go on your phone right now and look up the Instagram so you can see what the exact texts were. But basically, he had texted me something along the lines of, are you trying to smoke? I didn't respond. 3 days later, he's like, can I see you again? To which I responded, I really don't know what to say. You peed on me. And then he said, LMFAO, I'm so shook. And I didn't respond to that. And then like 3 days later, he texted me again, I think also asking if I was interested in smoking with him. And then finally I just said, hey, sorry, I'm really not interested. So this man clearly had the confidence of 100 men, 100 male entrepreneurs' confidence. He had somehow extracted that level of confidence and sort of like injected it, probably in a doctor's lab, into his own body. And that was 2018. 2 years ago, he messages me again, being like, hey, are you around tonight? And I was like, hey, I don't live in the same state as you, and I haven't for years because we haven't spoken in years. I'm gay. Like, there's so many things going on here. Like, do you remember what I like? Do you know even know who you're talking to? Like, and I just kind of said, like, did you send this to the right number? And he was like, yeah, are you around tonight? And I just didn't respond. I mean, come on, you guys. I have been peed on also two other times, but that's a story for another day.
Here's the part where you can hear Tio. Okay, guys, that was Tio. Tio is my cat, if you don't know that already.
In looking through my pictures, I had to go all the way back. I also found a photo of one time I was, this is like a perfect example of how bad luck things happen to me. I was going to class one day in college and I was running really late and it was raining. So I kind of like had my hood up and my head down and I was running. And then I looked up to see where I was going and I ran head face first actually into like a very sharp branch and cut the under my under eye open. And then, you know, the normal thing would be to like, I don't know, I guess just get back in my car, call it a day, email the professor like, hey, I'm not feeling well. But instead, what I did was I freaked out. I ran back to my car, and then from my car, like 5 minutes before class started, I sent my professor like five different photos of my eye bleeding, being like, hey, this is what just happened to me. I promise I'm not just skipping class. I'm so sorry. Like, my professor responded after class like an hour later, being like, hey, I'm really sorry this happened to you. You definitely did not need to attach those photos. I would have believed you. It would have been crazy if you made that story up. Hope your eye's okay. For future reference, you don't need to attach photo evidence for me. So that's just kind of like a little glimpse inside how my anxiety works. I'll upload that picture too. Again, go onto the Instagram at GayThayPodcast. Yeah, guys, I mean, I don't have like too much else to talk about. I will tell you that I feel like I'm kind of finally settling into my peace in the past 3 weeks. You know, I'm 3 weeks date sober. I am really honestly just like feeling good for the first time in a really long time. I'm like totally on my own schedule. I'm not anxious about having to text someone and like, you know, if they're gonna respond or if like this is gonna work out. Like, I'm waking up in the morning, I'm having my coffee, I'm putting on a little podcast, I'm doing my work, I'm hanging out with friends, I'm going boxing. You know, I'm all about boxing now, as you know. And then I'm coming home and I'm reading my little book and I'm going to bed. Like, easy. I mean, obviously I'm having like other stressors, like work stressors and stuff like that, but I think I'm realizing like how much energy I give any type of romantic or sexual relationship I have in my life. And I've always known that about myself, and I'm always trying to work on that to sort of like find comfort in like me just being alone and not relying on other people. And it's not so much me relying on other people. I think it's more so like I feel responsible for other people's happiness when I start dating them. Like, I immediately feel like I have to take on the responsibility of like making sure they're okay and also that I'm okay, which is not how relationships work. Newsflash, which is why I'm single right now, because I need to figure out how to, you know, be okay with letting people be who they are and not feeling like I need to fix them, and also just with being alone. So that's kind of my little cue in of where I'm at in life. I love you guys. I think I'm gonna kind of wrap it up here. I know it's a quick little episode. Again, sorry about the weirdness this week. We are back on our regular programming for sure next week. We've already recorded the podcast. It's really funny. I can't wait for you guys to hear it. As always, please rate us 5 stars on Spotify. If you remember me saying this a couple months ago, I am positive my ex and all of her friends gave us bad ratings. Which, you know what? Valid. We were talking shit. Give us 5 stars. Leave a review. I love you guys so much. And as always, Gay and They is a Fruit House production.